I'm fine. And I enjoyed your speech last night very much.
Thank you. Sorry I didn't see you.
Well, I knew you were seeing plenty of people. I was glad to be there and to listen to you.
I called you yesterday afternoon and missed you. I guess you're on your way home.
I think I was on my way to the dinner, probably. I got the message afterwards, yes. We left a little early in order to get there in time. We live out in Queens, a little distance away.
I've got a real difficult problem I want to talk to you about confidentially. And I don't want you to ever repeat it to anybody, but I want to get your advice on it. It's a good information. If you'd let me talk to you on that basis.
You want me to come?
No, I'll just talk to you on the phone.
Very good.
This film has gone out to 415 places.
Yes.
The Attorney General and Avril Harriman saw it last week and started a hell of a roar in Washington about it and said it would destroy us. That it had nothing in there about peaceful petition or Kennedy. Assistance and just kind of ordered it done almost. I told him I thought I'd be misunderstood if I did that. And I didn't agree that the film was good in some respects. And I would have improved it, and I would change it, and I would add to it, and I would put the President Kennedy in front of it, and let him make a statement on constitutional rights, and I'd put myself in the middle of it.
Yes.
People shoving and marching.
Yes.
Even though they're peaceful marching is not good.
Yes.
He thought there's one bad part where there's a Negro girl, I guess, with a white boy and had her head on his shoulder or vice versa.
I don't recall that, but if so, I think that probably could be eliminated.
And so the Secretary of State, I told him that keep it away from my level. Secretary of State asked the embassy to give them their reaction on how they could use it successfully. Attorney General called back again yesterday and said he just wanted to emphasize that he thought this could destroy us in this country and hurt us. Of course, Mullenhoff is making a big issue of it. He's on that advisory board of the USIA. He hates me.
Mm-hmm.
He hates everybody nearly. He's almost a mental problem.
Mm-hmm.
And he hates Karl Rove. Carl was traveling around, and he doesn't know much about it. He's in Europe now, going to be in Finland.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's the wise thing to do about it?
Mr. President,
they're demanding it be shown up in the Senate. The Republicans are all going around telling all the Southerners that the first thing Karl Rove's done is put out this inflammatory film.
Yeah.
Of course, Carl's had nothing to do with
that's
it.
That's right.
No one knew about it. It hadn't been run any place. It's just in
yeah.
Processing states now to see if they want to use it and where it can be helpful. It seems that we frequently send films to embassies. And if it's appropriate in Finland, he'll call up the head of the American Finnish Association,
yeah.
Invite him into dinner like the ambassador invites you in,
yeah.
And show a little film.
Yes.
If it's not appropriate, they just file it in the film file.
I understand.
Now, I don't want to get caught in there and have
I don't
some
blame
demagogue
him.
Or say that Johnson
no.
is against, he's canceling out, he's suppressing, he's censoring.
Yeah.
At the same time, the Attorney General's kind of proven himself in this field, and I don't...
I would use that. I would use that. My reaction is that if the Attorney General felt so strongly about this that he advised you twice on it, and his position... vis-a-vis this whole issue is fairly unassailable.
Let Rusk withdraw the film and edit it as the Attorney General thinks, with the President and me in it, and show the right of peaceful petition and kind of illustrate. He says there's no point to it now.
all for that, Mr. President, and I think you're not safest, because you're not hunting for safety, but your strongest position is that your Attorney General has made this recommendation, and nobody can question his credentials in the civil rights field, and nobody can question his interest in this country because of the missions that he has performed, and he's presumably in a position to know what would be the greatest image for the United States abroad. I would certainly depend on my Attorney General for that as full justification for any steps and alterations you might want to make.
And then to tell him when he gets back, for him to just make recommendations to probably this deputy of Carl that they've got in there.
Exactly. I think you have a strong talking point. And
see, I don't want to get in a position that I can get him to get me in a position that where, while he would be approving what I'd say,
yes. The
Negro leaders, Martin Luther King, might be denouncing me.
No, I don't think if they use Johnson at Gettysburg or any other of your quotations, and JFK is, I don't see that could would incense or arouse any Negro leaders that I know of. And we know, we suggested ourselves that this could stand some re-editing and some pointing up of the right of petition. I think we use the same phrase so that our position on that is very clear.
You forget about it and don't say anything, but I think that's what I'll do, and that's I just want to do a little heavy thinking on it.
Very good, sir.
We're doing mighty well in the House, I think.
Very good. I was there yesterday for a brief time. I saw Congressman Albert, the majority leader, and I saw Mr. Halleck, the minority leader, and I took occasion to point out to him that in a speech in Dayton, Ohio, I had praised the Republican leadership, and Mr. McCulloch in particular, and Representative Clarence Brown for their aid in this matter, and he said he hadn't seen it, and I said I'll send him a copy, and I'm getting ready to send him a copy of the Dayton paper right now with that quotation in it. And he obviously felt good about it. He said he was going to vote against the meter amendment to limit it to interstate highways. And he said, using some very colorful language, which I won't use to the President of the United States, he said, we got to get out of here by Saturday. And he said, I've just been up there to speak to the speaker. He also, Mr. President, he brought you into it. He said, I've been up there to speak to the speaker and have him get rid of these one-minute talks and get rid of these privileged matters. Then he says, you know, every day the President of the United States sends a message over here. He wants us to do something, and they have to read it, and that takes up time. And I said, well, you can't. The President's got to get his work done, too. He says, I know it. He says, but we got to get out of here by Saturday.
I told him if he didn't get that bill passed before he appeared at Lincoln Day meeting that they ought to laugh him off the platform because he and Howard Smith had the foot on Lincoln's neck. And I think it made a real impression because
yes.
He went right back and started doing some.
Yes, well, I talked to our people down there this morning and they said they hope to get to Section 7 by tomorrow afternoon. That's why I'm going down again tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, we're really going to have to start working on cloture then.
Yes. Yes,
we've got to figure out how we can get that bill passed and because we're just halfway through. You spend some nights on it, Roy.
Yes, sir. I'll do that. And days, too.
Good night.
And days. Thank you, Mr. President.